إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، قال شيخ الإسلام الإمام المجدد محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله في كتاب التوحيد باب ما جاء في النشرة عن جابر أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سئل عن النشرة فقال: هي من عمل الشيطان. رواه أحمد بسند جيد وأبو داود. وقال: سئل أحمد عنها فقال: ابن مسعود يكره هذا كله. I welcome all of you, class of tonight. A new chapter from Kitab al-Tawheed of Shaykh al-Islam, al-Imam al-Mujaddid Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah, about the Nushra. About al-Nushra. And he mentioned a hadith on the authority of Jabir radiallahu anhu, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about an-nushra. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is from the work of a shaitan. An-nushra, that we're going to explain to you what it is, as Shaykh Saleh, when we began to read the explanation of our beloved Shaykh, Dr. Saleh al-Fawzan, al-allama, al-faqih, بقية السلف الصالح حفظه الله. And this hadith is recorded by Imam Ahmad with a good chain, as well as Abu Dawood. And he said that Imam Ahmad was asked about it, and he says Ibn Mas'ud disliked all of it. طيب. In the explanation, first of all, the Shaykh mentioned مناسبة الباب لكتاب التوحيد. The relevance of this chapter to كتاب التوحيد. قال: لما ذكر المصنف رحمه الله حكم السحر والكهانة ذكر في هذا الباب ما جاء في النشرة، لأنها قد تكون من قبل الشياطين والسحرة فتكون مضادة للتوحيد. شيخ صالح الفوزان explained to us the reason why شيخ الإسلام الإمام المجدد محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى introduced this chapter and this topic about النشرة into Kitab al-Tawheed. What connection this An-Nushra has with al-Tawheed? He says, since the Musannif, meaning Shaykh al-Islam, al-Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah, in previous chapters, mentioned the rulings on magic, sihr, and also on kihana, fortune tellers and the like, the Shaykh, he says now in this chapter, he's bringing something about an-nushra. Why? Because it's nushra, maybe, as because there is a detail about it, as later on we're going to, there is a statement of Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah, and statements of Ibn al-Musayyib and al-Hasan al-Basri, and Ibn al-Qayyim, he combined between the two statements, because the nushra could be haram and could be permissible, based on how the people practice it. Okay? So, he said, that's why Shaykh al-Fawzan says, because Nushra may be from the work of the Shayateen, by the help of the Shayateen, and the Sahara, and the magicians, and the fortune tellers. So therefore, if it's this the case, if it's based on the work of the Shayateen and the Sahara, So it opposes Tawheed. Because sihr is haram, is kufr, is disbelief. Now, an-nushra, what is this nushra that this chapter is about? The whole chapter is about an-nushra, alif, lam, noon, sheen, ra, ta. What is it, an-nushra? قال نوع من العلاج والرقية. Is a type of cure, an-ruqya, incantation. We heard this term, ruqya, a lot. يعالج به من كان يظن أن به مسا من السحر. And this nushra, it is used as a ruqya, as a cure, for those that they think that they may be possessed through sihr, through magic. وسميت بذلك لأنها ينشر بها عنه ما خمره من الداء أن يكشف ويزال. Why it is given this term nushra in Arabic? Because through that cure, the ruqya, the incantation, that which the person may be affected with, it will go away. It goes away. Sheikh Saleh al-Fawzan, حفظه الله تعالى, also explained that when the Prophet ﷺ was asked about an-nushra, قال أي النشرة التي كان أهل الجاهلية يعملونها. The Prophet ﷺ, when he was asked about an-nushra, Sheikh Fawzan says, meaning that which the people of Jahiliyyah they used to practice, that which the people before Islam, they are not in Islam, kufr, shirk, they used to practice. The answer of the Prophet ﷺ was, it is from the work of the shaitan. Sheikh Saleh al-Fawzan, he says, لأنهم ينشرون عن المسحور بأنواع من السحر واستخدامات الشيطانية. The Prophet ﷺ answer was as such, because them in the time of Jahiliyyah, they use, when somebody has sihr, when somebody, some sihr was put on them, what they do? They use sihr. Okay, to get rid of sihr with magic. With sihr itself, by the help of the shayateen, by the work of the devils. As for the statement of Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, who says, يَكْرَهُ هَذَا كُلَّهُ, that Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala says that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, one of the great scholars amongst the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, wa waffaqana Allahu jami'an liqtifai atharihim, and may Allah make it easy for us to follow the footsteps. He says he disliked all of that, meaning the nushra that is from the work of the shaitan, that is from the work of the shaitan. المعنى الإجمالي للحديث. The general explanation of this hadith, يقول الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى والمتكلم والسامعين, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سئل عن علاج المسحور على الطريقة التي كانت تعملها الجاهلية, ما حكمه؟ ما حكم هذه الطريقة التي كان يستعملها الناس قبل الإسلام, قبل الهداية إلى الإسلام؟ ما حكم هذه؟ Here in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about the type of cure and incantation that is performed for someone who's been afflicted with sihr, with magic. But upon the way that used to be practiced in a time of Jahiliyyah, pre-Islam, before Islam. What is the ruling of that? Sihr is real, Yaquan, by the way. Sihr is real. It is mentioned in the Quran in a couple of places. Especially in Surah Al-Baqarah, the well-known verses of the two angels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent as a trial for mankind. And they used to tell them, do not learn from us this sihr, because it's disbelief. But if some people persist to learn from them, that which harm people by Allah's will. وَمَا يُعَلِّمَانِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ حَتَّى يَقُولَ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ فِتْنَةٍ فَلَا تَكْفُرْ. But those two angels, they do not teach anyone until they said, we are only trial. Do not disbelieve by learning this. فَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مِنْهُمَا مَا يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ وَمَا هُمْ بِدَارِّينَ بِهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. So people, they will learn from them that which they use it to separate between a husband and his wife. And they are not, they can't harm anyone except by Allah's will. Except by Allah's leave and permission. So sihr is real, naam. Sihr Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sihr is real. Not like, oh, now there's no such name. But now we're learning the ruling on trying to get rid of sihr, to remove it. Because it can be removed, alhamdulillah. But it just has to be done the right way. There is the forbidden way, and there is another way that is permissible. And that's what we're going to learn in this chapter, alhamdulillah. So when the Prophet ﷺ was asked about the rulings on that way that the people of Jahiliyyah they used to use, فَأَجَابَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بِأَنَّهُ مِنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ أَوْ بِوَاسِطَتِهِ لِأَنَّهُ يَكُونُ بِأَنْوَاعٍ سِحْرِيَّةٍ وَاسْتِخْدَامَاتٍ شَيْطَانِيَّةٍ فَهِيَّ شِرْكِيَّةٌ وَمُحَرَّمَةٌ. The Prophet ﷺ answered that the way the people of Jahiliyyah before Islam they used to practice that, it is from the work of the shaitan, or through the shaitan. They get that done through the help of the shaitan and the work of the shaitan. He says, because they use it by sihr. And the sahir work with the devils, with the shayateen. And as we learned before, the shayateen do not help the sahir until he disbelieve. Okay, until he believe in them and disbelieve in Allah. These are conditions. Shayateen. So he says this is from the practice of shirk and therefore it is strictly forbidden. مناسبه الحديث للباب. Then the Shaykh mentioned, he gave us the reason why Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, al-Imam al-Mujaddid rahimahullah, selected this hadith as a proof in this chapter. قال أنه دل على تحريم النشر التي هي من عمل الشيطان وهي نشرة الجاهلية. This hadith is a proof that the nushra is forbidden. Which one? The one that is based on the work of the shaitan. And that is that used to be practiced by the people of Jahiliyyah, people before Islam. ما يستفاد من الحديث؟ What is the sum of the benefits of this hadith? أولا يقول الشيخ الوالد العلامة الدكتور صالح الفوزان حفظه الله النهي عن النشرة على الصفة التي تعملها الجاهلية لأنها سحر والسحر كفر والسحر كفر. The nushra, the cure and the incantation and the treatment that is practiced or performed in a way that the people before Islam, Ahlul Jahiliyyah, they used to do it, it is strictly forbidden. It is strictly forbidden. Why? Because there is sihr. They use magic to cure magic, to remove magic. The Shaykh says, and sihr is disbelief. Magic is kufr. InshaAllah, as-salamu al-afiyah. ثانيا مشروعية سؤال العلماء عما أشكل حكمه حذرا من الوقوع في المحذور. Likewise, another benefit that is legislated for us to ask the people of knowledge, the scholars, about matters that we cannot comprehend, matters that are not clear for us, matters we don't understand. We ask the ulama, the scholars. We don't turn to each other. Now we ask the scholars. Why? So that we may not fall into that which is prohibited. قال وفي البخاري قال الإمام المجدد محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله وفي صحيح البخاري عن قتادة قلت لابن المسيب يعني قتادة من التابعين قال ابن المسيب وهو من التابعين أيضا رجل به طب قال الشيخ الفوزان يعني به سحر به سحر أو يؤخذ عن امرأته أي يحل عنه أو ينشر قال ابن المسيب رحمه الله لا بأس به لا بأس به إنما يريدون به الإصلاح فأما ما ينفع فلم ينهى عنه وروي عن الحسن رحمه الله أنه قال لا يحل السحر إلا ساحر قال ابن القيم رحمه الله النشرة حل السحر عن المسحور وهي نوعان حل بسحر مثله وهو الذي من عمل الشيطان وعليه يحمل قول الحسن فيتقرب الناشر والمنتشر إلى الشيطان بما يحب فيبطل عمله عن المسحور والثاني النشرة بالرقية والتعوذات والأدوية والدعوات المباحة فهذا جائز Then Shaykh al-Islam, al-Imam al-Mujaddid Muhammad al-Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala said, and with al-Imam al-Bukhari from Qatada, who's from al-Tabi'een, I said, min al-Qatada, to Ibn al-Musayyib, yani Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib, one of the Imams of al-Tabi'een. So he said to him, Qatada asked Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib, if a man is under a spell, يعني سحر magic something was spelled against him or he is they mention it as cold this is meaning a man cannot have intercourse with his wife because of the sihr Can he undo this or use the nushra? Ibn al-Musayyib said, there is no harm in it. They are only intending some good by it. There is no prohibition for what there is benefit in. So now, Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib said, it's okay to use nushra, it's okay. It is reported from Al-Hasan that he said, none can undo magic except the magician. So now it's like his contradiction. He is a great imam of a tabi'een, said it's okay, Another Imam of At-Tabi'in, Al-Hasan al-Basri, said no. It is from the work of the magicians. Therefore, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah explained this. What does it mean? And how we understand the statement of Sa'id ibn Musayyib, and how we understand we can place it in its place, in its proper place, and likewise the statement of Al-Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala says, Nushra is to undo a magic spell. And there are two types. There are two types of Nushra. The first is undoing the magic with what is similar to it. And this is the work of Shaitan, which the saying of Al-Hasan refers to. See? If it's done through the work of the Shaitan, Sihr and the like, then this is what Al-Hasan al-Basri intend. So, the one seeking the Nashir and the one performing it go to a Shaitan, giving him what he wants in exchange for what he removes the spell. The second type is Nushra through Ruqya. With Ta'awudat. And also through medicine, through taking medicines and the like. And permissible supplication. This is allowed. This is allowed. Qatada, who asked Ibn al-Musayyib in this author, he's Ibn Du'amah, Qatada Ibn Du'amah al-Sadusi, al-Basri, from Basra, which is one of the cities of Iraq, thiqa, min ahfad al-Tabi'een, one of the great scholars, and the huffaz of al-Tabi'een. مات سنة بضع عشرة ومئة. He died in a year 110 plus some years. They don't know if it's 112 or 114 or 15 in those years of the Hijrah. 110 plus some years. بِهِ طِبٌ أي سِحْر. بن ابن المسيب بن قتادة رحمه الله asked سعيد بن المسيب about a man have a spell on, meaning سحر. And the people, they have this different ways, by food, by eating something. Some people are عُوذُ بِاللَّه, some evil people, they do it for different reasons. Jealousy, envy, they hate somebody. And sometimes they find their girl, their daughter, one, they want to marry her to this man, but then that man went and marry another woman. They don't like that. They're going to put a magic on him. And stuff like this. Sometimes it's envy. They see someone, mashallah, doing good in his studies. You know, they don't want, because their children are not doing that good, they put a magic on that little boy, that little girl. They're brilliant, alhamdulillah, doing good. Sometimes in business, they see someone doing good in a business, alhamdulillah, they don't like it because they're lazy, they don't want to work hard like it is. It's like, look, man, if we cannot beat them, what? They don't join them. Like the other one, they said, if you can beat them, join them. No, they don't do this. They can beat them, destroy them, or try at the least. So they put the magic, because remember, it will harm the people only by Allah's leave and permission. So there is different ways that they do it. Sometimes through food, people eat something. That's why when the ruqya is used to them, they be throwing out and getting that stuff out of their system. Other people, it is done through their hair, through their underwear, through their clothing and sweat. And wallah, we learn this from the people who do ruqya and the like. They know these lot of things. Sometimes they put the hair of a person and whatever he sweat, Allahu alam, and they mix it with some stuff and put it somewhere. And Allahu musta'an. May Allah protect us and protect the Muslims from that. Ameen.
Ameen.
And may Allah cure anyone who's going through this hardship and protect them from falling into the second category, which is haram, by going to magicians or practicing magic. May Allah give them patience. Sometimes people, they can't have patience. There's somebody's ignorant people. Oh no, I know this person. They take them to some magician, alayyadubillah. Now they have to be patient and to persevere and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do the ruqya shar'iyya, that which is legislated for us. So here he was asked about a man who they cast some spell on him, and so much that this man is married, but he can't. He's cold with his wife, as they mentioned. Sexually cold. He's married, but when he comes to intercourse, he can't do anything. And because of the effect of sihr, liyadu billah. Al-ma'na al-ijmali lil-athareen. Then the Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, hafidhahu Allah ta'ala, give us the meaning, the general meaning of these two authors. Of Ibn al-Musayyib and of al-Hasan. Rahimahum Allah. قال أن ابن المسيب سئل عن حكم النشرة فأفتى بجوازها. In the first author, Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib, one of the great imams of al-Tabi'een, Rahimahullah, he was asked about an-nushra, the ruling of it. What is the ruling on nushra? What is the ruling on trying to remove sihr? He said this is permissible. So this is permissible, نظرا لأن المقصود منها النفع وزوال الضرر. Because what is in, as long as what you intend with that is to benefit the person and to remove the harms. وَلَمْ يُنْهَى عَمَّا كَانَ كَذَلِكَ. And he says, and we're not forbidden from such thing. وَمَقْصُودُهُ نَوْعٌ مِنَ النُّشْرَ لَمَا حُذُرَ فِيهِ. Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, حفظه الله تعالى, says, but you gotta understand what Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib is talking about, what Nushra is talking about. Not any Nushra. Somebody take it and say, oh, Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib said, that's how some people, they go wrong. They say, well, wait a minute. So Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib said Nushra is okay, but which one he was talking about? How we understand his statement? Sheikh Fawzan, Habibullah, he says, now he's talking, he intends the Nushra that it is not forbidden. By using what? Ruqa. Bi asma'illahi wa kalamihi. By doing the ruqya through the names of Allah and His speech. Say bismillahi arqiq. The dua that the Prophet ﷺ taught us by reading the Quran, Surah Al-Fatiha. And as for the magic, there is some ayats from Surah Al-Baqarah, Al-A'raf, and other ayats, that it is to be read, and the whole Quran is beneficial. It is a cure. So they recite the Quran. This is permissible. And this is how we understand the statement of Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib, Imam al-Tabi'een, when he says it is permissible, if it is done through permissible ways. Ruqya shar'iyya. And the ruqya itself, the shar'iyya, the one that is permissible, but still the raqi has to observe some etiquettes. the raqi, the person who's going to perform the ruqya, has to observe some etiquettes. From them is ikhlas lillah. And this is, I'm sharing this with you from the statements of our noble Shaykh, Shaykh Rabi' ibn Hadi, Al-Allama Rabi' ibn Hadi al-Madkhali, hafidhahullah, because he was asked some questions about the ruqya. Very beneficial. He says, that person who is going to try, alhamdulillah, to help the person who's afflicted by sihr, he has to have ikhlas lillah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do it for Allah to help that person who's going through hardship. And he should not take it as a business or as a job and charging people, because now people doing this now. They competing one another, they charging how much. They have lines on the appointments. Certain people have an appointment. They don't have time. So many people, and they charge a lot of money. Can't do that. Gotta be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Sheikh Rabih wa ta'ala, he says, the students of knowledge, yes, they can help their brothers, but they shouldn't make it their concern to go look for people. Or, listen, if you know anybody, I can do ruqya. He says, no. You gotta stay, you a normal person, busy yourself with studying the deen of Allah, teaching what you learn to those who need it. And if somebody comes to you and says, look, wallahi, man, I know somebody who's really going through some hardship, maybe they have some magic on them, Allahu a'lam, ayn, evil eye, we don't know what it is, some jinn possessed, we don't know, would you please try to help them? Then you go and do it in a way that is permissible. And don't use anything else, because some people, they mix other stuff, waliyadu billah. And if it is for a woman, then there is no way that the person will do what some ignorant people be doing. He be by himself with the woman, touching her, waliyadu billah. Even in a question, Shaykh Rabi' was asked, he said, ya Shaykh, what do you say about these students of knowledge who be with the woman, touching her, her head, this, and then he will give her some product, you like that he mix, and he tell her, you got to put some on your head, and put a little bit on your chest, and put some on your, what do you call them?
Breast.
On your breast, both of them. And your private parts. The Shaykh says, A'udhu billah. This man is going too far. Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Says, no. Man can't do this. Can't do this. So, I just want to share with you these things. It's very important. The ruqya, if it's done, person has to do it in a way that is legislated. And they have to observe certain etiquettes. Certain etiquettes. And the Shaykh, subhanAllah, he says himself, Shaykh Rabi' wa ta'ala, he said, some of the students, he knows, they studied, they were students of knowledge, and then they went back to their countries. And in their countries, there is a lot of sihr, wal'iyadu billah. And then they asked the Shaykh, ya Shaykh, there is a lot of sihr. We want to open a center. Me and a couple of brothers, and we help the people. The Sheikh, look, man, don't open no center. You want to open center to teach Tawheed, man, and to warn against shirk, teach the Sunnah, warn against bid'ah, teach the people so they can adhere to the way of the Salaf and stay away from Hizbiyya and the like, and Ahlul Bid'ah, Ahlul Dalal. As for you open a center just for this, no. I'm afraid that may lead you to something else. Take you away from knowledge. And some people, they didn't listen. No, Shaykh, it's going to be okay, inshallah. He says, a couple years later on, we hear nothing but bad about that person. getting involved in some stuff, and wa'iyadu billah. The Shaykh Rabi Hamdali says, ya akhi, these are ibadullah. You're not gonna be more merciful to them than the one who created them. Okay? So don't make it your concern, I'm gonna come from state to state, from city to city, looking for, I'm gonna cure somebody. Allah cures. Now, you wanna really help the people? Learn the deen of Allah. Learn the deen of Allah and teach them what they can fight the Sahara and the Shayateen. Okay? As for a person, make it his main concern to just go from place to a place or open his house, or he's an imam of the masjid. Now some people, some imam of the masjid, that's all his job. Who is the imam? We don't talk to him. Oh no, he's doing some ruqya. Allahu Akbar. Ikhwan, salat, why are we late? Oh, the imam is still doing ruqya. Can't get the imam. Sheikh Rabi'i says, yes, person who's qualified can help his brothers. But don't make it his concern. That's it. He's specifying it right now. So that was what is intended by the statement of Ibn al-Musayyib. When he says it is permissible because it is beneficial, bring benefits to the people and help them to get rid of that which is harmful for them, if it is done by the ruqya shar'iyya, through the names of Allah and through the speech of Allah, the Quran. قال وأما الحسن, as for the statement of Al-Hasan رحمه الله, who says what Al-Hasan says, لا يحل السحر إلا ساحر. Magic is not undo, no one can undo the spell of magic except a magician, a ساحر. طيب, how we understand that? فَمُقْتَدَ كَلَامِهِ مَنْ عِسْتِحْرَ نُشْرَ. He says what is understood from his statement is that nushra is not permissible. لِأَنَّهُ لَا يَقْدِرُ عَلَى حَلِّ السِّحْرِ إِلَّا مَنْ لَهُ مَعْرِفَ بِالسِّحْرِ. Because no one can undo magic except the one who knows magic. Except the one who knows magic and have knowledge of magic. قال وهذا محمول على حل السحر بسحر مثله. But how we understand this, the statement of Al-Hasan al-Basri, if a person try to undo magic with magics like it, through magic, وهو من عمل الشيطان, and this is from the work, and through it is achieved through the help of شيطان وعياذ بالله. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله, وفي التفصيل الذي ذكره ابن القيم جمعا بين القولين. The detail provided by Shaykh al-Islam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah help us to understand and to combine between the two statements of these great imams. And there is no contradiction in their statements, but it helps us to understand the statements of Ibn al-Musayyib, who said it's okay, and the statement of Al-Hasan al-Basri, that it is understood from his statement that it's not okay, that it's not permissible to use nushra. حاصله, the summary to it, أن علاج المسحور بأدوية مباحة وقراءة قرآن أمر جائز. Now he gives us the summary. If a person is afflicted by a spell, possessed, and the like, if the cure is through medicine, permissible medicine, or ruqya by reciting Quran on that person, this is permissible. This is permissible. وَعِلَاجُهُ بِسِحْرِ مِثْلِهِ مُحَرَّمُ وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ. He says, as for trying to undo that spell with a sihr, with a magic, this is what it is forbidden. This is what is unlawful and forbidden. In the Shaykh, he says, Wallahu A'lam. So you understood the difference, right? Naam, barakallahu feekum. Thumma qala Shaykh, munasabatu al-atharain lil-bab. Then, the last point that the Shaykh mentioned here is the relevance of these two authors in this chapter. بيان التفصيل في حكم النشرة وبيان الجائز والممنوع منها. الشيخ الإسلام الإمام المجدد محمد عبد الوهاب رحمه تعالى, he brought these two authors, the author of قتادة or سعيد بن المسيب رحمهم الله and الحسن رحمه الله, because there is a detail in it. It brings us a detail as related to the ruling on Nushra. And through these details, you know what is permissible of it and what is not, and what is forbidden. So we learn that this Nushra, which is to cure or to try to remove the spell and the people suffering of magic and the like, it could be permissible and it could be not. It is permissible if it is done through means that are permissible, like ruqya, recitation of the Quran, taking some medication that are permissible. But if it's done through the magicians and the sahara, then it is haram. Then it is haram. Al-Imam bin Sa'di, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned from the important points that, number one, the prohibition of Nushra that is done as the way, in the way of Jahiliyyah. Number two, the distinction between what is prohibited of it and that which removes harm, that an exception has been made for. And then commentary by Al-Allama, Al-Imam al-Sa'di, what he says about Nushra, that is removal of the spell from the spellbound. The passage from Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah, that the author mentioned is sufficient in explaining the difference between what is allowed of it and what is not. وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.